Yes, yes. We had DC Reeves, who is on the line with us. He was doing a Fox hit a few minutes ago, and weren't able to make our regular appointment for him, but that's fine. We got plenty of time now. And Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Nope, I didn't put him on. There we go. Sorry about that. I'm having to press all the buttons today, and I keep forgetting which ones to do. Sorry. Go ahead, sir. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're the mayor of the historic snowfall city in Northwest Florida, double the old record. What do you think?
Yeah, well, our primary focus has been, you know, I see all the photos. I've got a 10-year-old daughter myself, and you know, on the one hand, it's historic and, you know, something that that we may never see again. But of course, our primary focus is on public safety and response times, because what doesn't happen in a storm like this is the disappearance of normal calls for service, right? So
yeah.
Whether it be health issues, whether it be injuries, whether it be potential crime, we've already had two fires yesterday, another one this morning. And so what do you need to be able to respond to those? You need roads. And so our primary focus overnight with the snowplows that we were able to procure from Atlanta, 5 snowplows as well as 4 front-end loaders. So we have 9 pieces of equipment, thanks to Rhodes, Inc. of Northwest Florida as our part of our vendor group that when we declared that state of emergency, we were able to get on quickly. And we were able to get those snowplows in from Atlanta and beat the storm in on Monday night. And so that's given us a lot of flexibility. What does that mean for us? What it means is our 17 critical roads within the city have already been cleared of snow. And I want to be very clear in this. That does not mean ice. That is what we're working on right now. So you will not see a snowplow in a subdivision in Pensacola today. You should plan on all of your roads being impassable. But what we are focused on is getting a completely de-iced single lane on all of our 17 critical roadways that allow us to get to service and get to our healthcare systems. And so we've made great progress. Thank you so much to our public works team. We've been double staffed at fire and police, all of our planning that has gotten us into a much better position than we would have been in without it. But when I say roads are open, treat every road as impassable. We're trying to get one lane open so we can get EMTs and fire and police. So if you decide to go on the road today, what you're saying is my life is more important than a police officer's, than a firefighter's, than someone that's in critical need. That's the decision point you should be thinking about if you plan on getting on the road. I don't care how big your truck tires are. It doesn't matter. The physics supersede truck size. And when there's ice on the roads, and we are only trying to clear one lane, you could be a deterrent for a life or death situation. So just because the snow's over, Andrew, doesn't mean that that it's now safe to just go out and gallivant on the roads.
Well, and in fact, that's what I've been telling people all day, is that, you know, the snow being over actually means that things are probably going to get worse, because as the weather turns warm, it's 20 degrees or 18 degrees now, but it's supposed to get up to above freezing today. You're going to have snow or sun beating down on the snow. That's going to melt it, which is eventually what we want. But if it melts it and refreezes it, now things are even worse. And the crunchy snow last night, it was just fluffy snowdrifts, dry powder. Easy to drive on, relatively speaking, as long as you know what you're doing. The crunchy stuff this morning with the ice is much more challenging. And, you know, the only reason I drove on it this morning is because I had to be at work, and I wouldn't go out driving around.
Right.
and I know how to drive on this stuff, and I wouldn't go driving around. So totally with you on that.
Yeah. And listen, you know, you getting the word out is certainly mission critical. We appreciate the opportunity to do that. But if listeners can take one thing away, I represent the city of Pensacola. I know your listener base is further out than that, but the same mission applies for Escambia County, for Santa Rosa County. Treat every road as impassable at this point. And it's not just your decision. You're making decisions on behalf of our police and our firefighter safety as well. If we have to stop answering calls and listen, response, you should expect that calls for service, the normal response times are going to be prolonged because of this effort. And so we were able to get to our fire in 4 minutes today, a huge, and that's a just part and parcel of how grateful we are that we had those snow plows in place, and we would not have been able to get there as quickly without these critical roads being relatively passable for our first responders. So that's what you can do for us as citizens of this region, of this community right now, is just continue to stay and enjoy your family at home. There's nothing to see out there. It's all white snow, nothing else to see out there.
it all looks like snow.
Yeah, I promise. It's all white. Everywhere you go is all white snow. So, I would absolutely just continue to hope. And by the way, our city residents did a great job of that last night. We saw much less car volume last night. But don't let the sun trick you. It will stay below freezing. And I would expect that the snow is going to be here all through today, potentially all day tomorrow. We may not see a reprieve in terms of melt until Friday or Saturday.
Back to Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. By the way, I thought it was genius to borrow some plows and personnel from Georgia, I guess. And, get the people who have the equipment and the people who know how to drive them and get them in to help. That's brilliant. Why would we need to buy things for a once every 20-year storm or ever instead when we can sort of outsource that like we do for a lot of things? I mean, that was a really smart move.
Yeah, well thanks. Again, testament to our team. I was up in Washington, D.C. at U.S. Conference of Mayors and then was going to stay for the inauguration. I watched the inauguration at the at Reagan Airport and got in Monday, landed, signed the emergency declaration the moment I landed at the airport office. And that procurement allowed us to get them up and moving. And so and it has made, again, a tangible result for us. To be able to have these roads clear and to wake up this morning with the relative confidence that if we have a life or death situation, that we would be in a much, much better place. And so, again, this is our whole team gets credit for this, but the idea is if we got too many snow plows, that's a problem I'm willing to have. But if we were able to get these resources, we wanted to be as prepared as possible. And again, if you see police or firefighter in your neighborhood or you know one, text them. We've had all of our leadership spending the night at their respective locations, our police department, fire department at our airport, even though it's closed. We have dozens of city staffers that have been on cots or on floors or on couches working through the night as our I will mention too, Andrew, quickly, those vendors, people said, well, how are you working? How are you going to have the snowplows working all night? They came with actually two professional operators. So it allowed one person to be going, one to be resting. So it has given us the capability to actually have them running all the time. So we don't have to take a break where it's just one operator. So again, grateful to Roads Inc. for helping us make that happen and for our team to be nimble and have us ready to go.
You mentioned it, but I just want to highlight folks. The Fly Pensacola website indicates mostly no flights, but a couple of them are either delayed or like the O'Hare flight is happening. But when I asked Matt Coughlin, the airport director, he indicated that it's just closed except for medevac. Is that all your understanding, that the airport is not functioning, that whatever's on the flight board is actually incorrect?
That's correct.
Okay.
It is not open as of this point. And even if you see whatever the latest update was, that might say, well, it's closed until noon.
Yeah.
That is really irrelevant at this point. What we're saying, that could be extended. And understand for folks flying, trying to get in or out, a lot of these decisions are dictated early on by carriers, right? That they don't want to get their equipment or their people stuck here. That it's not really the airport necessarily that makes those calls early on. But now that, we don't have the same type of equipment that a Denver International has or Chicago
right.
has to be handling this type of stuff. So what I would say is you can stay close to your news and media outlets out there, but I would assume at this point that that the airport will be closed until further notice.
Do they even have some de-icing equipment for the wings and planes, or are they totally, what do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head. I know that we don't have snow plow equipment or anything
right.
like that typically at the airport. So we actually had a conversation this morning about we have our 17 critical roads again connecting us to, and I've been in contact with Sacred Heart and Baptist Hospital yesterday and today, early this morning. So we're working on those roads. And then, of course, one pretty quickly after that will be the loop at the airport, you know,
that
not because that's what's holding up being open, but that's something that we're going to need to get done. So,
right.
But I would expect these 17 roads are going to take the majority of our resources today, because they're having to go now kind of crack that ice and then get some de-icing material on it and then make it soft enough to come bring that snowplow back through. So again, you may see a road today that looks, you know, some of these, you know, main streets or vantes, you can pretty much surmise what they are. You may live on one of those. You should not be driving on them. If you should be living on one of those, it may look clean, but there could be ice underneath. And that's
right.
What our primary effort's going to be, is to be able to continue to get to you guys, and to our citizens in the city. If there is an emergency, that is our primary focus. So again, I just reiterate, don't expect that we're driving into subdivisions or residential areas. I'm in Sanders Beach looking out my window right now. My street looked exactly like it did last
right.
night. Do not expect in residential areas that your road's going to be cleared. We've got more important things to do than to get into residential streets at this point.
And that's one of the things that can be misleading, is that the most dangerous road looks a lot like the safe road. And the roads that
Correct.
Really are, you know, treacherous look kind of clear. I would much rather drive on obvious snow than drive on, you know, it looks kind of flat because,
right.
God, it's been pressed down and that makes it ice and it's frozen, and that's actually the dangerous part. Hey, I did want to ask you, what did the emergency declaration do for you at the city? Expedite the ability to procure things like the snow plows, et cetera?
That was the primary function. Obviously, while I was in the air, Governor DeSantis had made that emergency declaration at the state level. The local designation allowed us to, exactly, you know, your normal prototypical procurement, you know, three quotes and, you know, things like that. Obviously, in an emergency, you don't really have time to follow those policies and procedures, and that you just got to get something done. So that was our primary focus for that local state of emergency, was to do exactly that, to be able to get equipment in quickly and try to get it in to beat the storm. And again, thanks to Amy Tootle and our public works team, our police, our fire, Roads Inc. Made it happen. So our city is in a much better place this morning than we would have been with none of this equipment. I mean, we would be having full snow on all of our critical roads and trying to figure out what was next.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, I know we've been talking to, like, we've been talking about the bridges and the highways, and I-110 and also the 3 Mile Bridge being closed, and, you know, when will that be reopened? But the truth of it is, even if you can get 3 Mile Bridge open, you still got to deal with the actual surface roads in Gulf Breeze and the surface roads in Pensacola. And as you say,
Correct.
Everybody is saying stay off the roads, treat them as impassable unless you absolutely have to be out on them. So even if the bridge opens, that doesn't mean, oh, hey, time free to go. You know, that's, well, you know, it's still
right.
a mess. And, you know, we need to probably wait a day or two, and tomorrow's going to be bad too. Mayor Reeves, thank you so much for the time this morning. I really appreciate it. I know your team has been working hard. I hope that you and they, in the middle of the working hard part, get a chance to enjoy it too. This is a once in a lifetime or ever snow and fun event in Pensacola. And it's okay to take a breather and have a little bit of fun and be parents and be kids again. So I'll give you permission if nobody else will, and you can pass it on to them. You know, you're residents too, and you can enjoy it. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week, sir.
All right, Andrew. Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for spreading the word.
Absolutely.